Hey, greetings. This is KJZZ's Sun Up, your daily news update from here in Phoenix in podcast form on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzwin to bring you this daily as a digest of the news events here in Arizona in a 10-minute capsule. It is Tuesday, December 23rd. Happy Christmas Eve, And we appreciate you listening today. I'm glad you're here in the shorter work week. Let's get started with a check of the news. Well, Arizona's Attorney General Chris Mays has agreed to drop the charges against Jim Layman, who was indicted as one of the so-called fake electors in the 2020 presidential election. Layman's attorney says he did not sign a plea deal or agree to testify, but he will not oppose disclosure of messages sought by prosecutors. He says he doesn't believe the messages implicate anyone in criminal activity. But Mays spokesman Richie Taylor says those messages are important to the state's case.
They were received as part of a subpoena in the ongoing case. We couldn't use that without Layman's approval because the case has stayed right now.
The state Supreme Court is deciding whether to accept an appeal by Mays challenging a trial judge's order dismissing the original indictment. Well, Secretary of State Adrian Fontes has refused the Department of Justice's latest request to access Arizonans' voter data. From the politics desk, Wayne Shutsky has more on that.
For months, the DOJ has sought copies of Arizona's statewide voter registration list, which includes voters' names, dates of birth, addresses, and driver's license information or partial Social Security numbers. The requests came as Trump administration officials accused election administrators in Arizona and other states of failing to follow a federal law requiring them to verify only eligible people can register to vote. Earlier this month, the department asked Fontes to sign a data-sharing agreement allowing it to access the data. He rejected that agreement last week in a letter to the DOJ, arguing the request violates state and federal voter privacy laws. Wayne Shutsky, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A growing rift between political conservatives was on display at the Turning Point USA conference in Phoenix over the past weekend. In one example, right-wing commentators Ben Shapiro and Tucker Carlson took turns criticizing each other on stage during what was the first major gathering of TPUSA since the murder of co-founder Charlie Kirk. But Congressman Andy Biggs says infighting is an important part of the political process.
One of the reasons we're Republicans and conservatives is we have strong opinions. We're independent. We express those opinions. But in the end, sometimes we forget that the real enemy politically are the people across the aisle.
Biggs is running for the GOP nomination for governor and has the endorsement of Turning Point. Well, the Department of Homeland Security says new segments of its smart wall system are being built along the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona and Texas, marking the latest funding allocation for a new border wall. From the Fronteras Desk in Tucson, Elisa Resnick has the latest.
DHS says it's awarded five new contracts and a total of $3.3 billion to contractors building the so-called smart wall. It's a secondary barrier that the agency says will include roads, detection technology, cameras, lighting, and a physical wall made of steel bollards. The federal government has spent $8 billion on the secondary wall project so far, part of larger immigration and border funding baked into the GOP-crafted tax and spending package. In Arizona, Fisher Sand and Gravel is getting more than $1.4 billion to build 19 miles of new wall and secondary wall and 136 miles of detection technology. Elisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
The U.S. Department of Transportation is cracking down on train operators that it says lack basic English proficiency. From the Fronteras Desk, Nina Kravinsky has more.
The Federal Railroad Administration says inspections at rail crossings along the border raise safety concerns regarding the use of Mexican railroad crews inside the U.S. It says those inspections revealed instances in which inbound crews had difficulty interpreting track bulletins and communicating safety requirements in English. In letters to two railroad companies, the administration said crews from Mexico should not operate more than 10 miles inside the U.S. One of the companies, Union Pacific, operates the railroad crossing in Nogales from Sonora into Arizona. That crossing was not named in the letter notifying Union Pacific of the inspection. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News.
Before this holiday week, the National Weather Service in Phoenix is not just predicting record high temperatures during the day, it's also predicting record-breaking warmth at night. Ted Widock is with NWS.
So we'll probably see low temperatures in the Phoenix area in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. And that'll actually challenge the record warm low temperatures for those days going into the middle of the week.
And those rain chances will kick in starting tonight, about 80%, and better than 50% chance for tomorrow and for Christmas Day Thursday. This looks like we'll have a wet Christmas. Well, President Trump has signed into law a measure that would provide benefits to families of firefighters killed or disabled by certain cancers. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports, that includes wildland firefighters.
The Honoring Our Fallen Heroes Act was introduced by Democratic Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar, but received substantial bipartisan support. It will provide federal line-of-duty death and disability benefits, as well as education support to families of firefighters in the wake of serious cancer diagnoses. Edward Kelly heads the International Association of Firefighters Union, which strongly backed the legislation. He calls it an important benefit.
But at the end of the day, that takes care of the families of our fallen. It doesn't address what's putting our firefighters in their deathbeds.
He says he'd like to see more work on early detection, improving safety equipment, and continued research into what's driving elevated cancer risks. In 2023, a World Health Organization body classified the exposures faced in the profession as carcinogenic. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
A jury recently convicted a former East Valley bank manager in connection with the theft of about $650,000 from Wells Fargo. Matthew Casey's back with more on that.
Convictions of Brooke McDonough for embezzlement and other crimes followed a two-week trial. Federal prosecutors say between 2021 and 2022, McDonough stole cash from the vault and ATM machines of a Mesa Wells Fargo branch she managed. Prosecutors say McDonough then used ATMs at other branches to deposit the money into personal accounts. Court records say McDonough spent or tried to spend money on vehicles, a credit card, and a plastic surgeon. She is scheduled to be sentenced in early March. Matthew Casey, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, after years of struggling numbers, the Mount Graham red squirrel population is holding steady. Greg Haney has the latest.
A new survey from state and federal wildlife agencies shows the number of squirrels in the Pinaleno Mountains of southeastern Arizona held at about 230 over the last 2 years. After the Fry Fire of 2017, their population fell to just 35, which led to environmental groups petitioning the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to expand the protected habitats for the squirrels. And in July, a federal judge gave U.S. Fish and Wildlife until next September to come up with a plan for protecting the endangered species. For years, the Mount Graham red squirrels have struggled with habitat loss, insect infestations, and competition with non-native species. Greg Haney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A coalition of groups that sued the Trump administration earlier this year asking a federal judge to take emergency action to address an upcoming fee hike for the H-1B visa. The visa is used by foreign workers in fields spanning nursing, research, tech, and education. Here's Lisa Resnick once again with that.
President Trump issued a presidential proclamation in September that required employers getting the visa for their workers to pay a $100,000 fee to apply. Schools, healthcare providers, and labor unions filed suit, arguing the new policy is unconstitutional and illegal under federal law. The Trump administration has since issued guidance excluding employers of people already in the U.S. from paying. But the coalition argues the change has already disrupted medical care, local economies, and other sectors. They're asking a federal judge to block the fee while the case proceeds. 20 states, including Arizona, are also challenging the new policy. Lisa Resnick, KJZZ News, Tucson.
In sports, college basketball season beginning to ramp up. The Arizona men remain the number one ranked team in the country. The Wildcats ran away from Bethune-Cookman last night in Tucson. 107-71, stay unbeaten now, 12-0, their best start in 11 years. Also in college hoops last night in Phoenix, the GCU men got 29 points from Jaden Henley to beat IU Indianapolis 91-78. In the pros, Suns back at it tonight hosting LeBron James and the Lakers. However, L.A. will be without star Luka Doncic, who will miss the game with a calf contusion. Suns state guard Jalen Green will be reevaluated. Another 2 to 3 weeks, he's been out with a hamstring injury. Phoenix trails the Lakers by 4.5 games in the Pacific Division, trying to gain some ground. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ's Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Phil Latzman. Have a great day. We're back at you to do it for Christmas Eve tomorrow. Talk to you then.